saying you like everything but sours is like telling me you like all music except rap and country. We know you're lying and you really just like light beer. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, this is the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show.
It's a show.
Oh, I'm Mikey.
Is this what we're doing now?
Yeah, we're doing that. It's super not annoying.
Not annoying, especially early in the morning.
That's the Nick 80. Hello. He's back.
Hi. I had vocal rejuvenation.
My vocals have rejuvenated.
Yes,
they're a success now.
I swallowed much sand on vacation.
The best part of waking up is in the morning.
So everybody wakes up now. Please try it. Try it next time. Try it tomorrow morning.
Feel free to hit the 15-second rewind if that wasn't enough for you.
Infinite repeat.
Oh, and that's Matt, the Bearded Brewer, is here.
Bearded Brewer 87, Matt.
Bearded Brewer 87. Follow him along. Follow along on his Untappd. I've been really screwed up my Untappd. I've been missing, like, our show beers. I just barely get one or two in there, and then all these unchecked things, all these new check-ins I'm missing.
That's been my year.
I've really slacked off the last month.
Oh, man.
I really don't care.
New Year's resolution for Nick and Matt, more Untapping.
Yes.
Yes.
More Untappd.
Well,
so in other words, until the third week of January.
Yep, we are of course are going to give our beers to look out for, some new beer releases we think you should look out for. We're going to have listeners are going to call us and tell us beer things. We're going to talk about the beer we've drank in the past week, and we're talking about beer culture. And this week the theme will be the best of 2016, since it's now going. Fading into 2017, and really, 2016 is kicking the shit out of everybody right now. And everyone's waiting for 2017.
Oh, did you like that celebrity? No, anymore.
Nope. She gone. So we're going to be talking about some of the best stuff from 2016. That old 2016, we only had one tailgating beer before the show. We had new canned beer from Knee Deep Brewing. Is this their first can? Do they have cans and I'm not thinking about?
They've been canning stuff. I don't know if this is their first.
Okay. This one's called Northeast Auburn Pale. So it's like, you know, Northeast, but Auburn's Sacramento. Area north of Sacramento, I think.
Ooh.
Auburn, California, that's where Knee Deep technically is. Then we had that. It's nice beer.
Nice pale. Day drinker.
Pretty good. Pretty solid.
I believe it's a sanctioned shower beer.
Oh, shower beer approved. The Auburn Pale from Knee Deep. So that's it, man. We need to get going here. Let's go. We got a lot of beer, a lot of donated beer. Listeners have been very kind to us the past this 2016 in their donation of beer. Well, how about that? What do you think about that, Bearded Brewer? Yeah.
This one?
There you go.
I hope he does.
Do it. That was a full.
I love gold.
Full opening. You heard it all. Now, you got to guess. That's what we've been doing all year is. Trying to guess the can or the bottle or can size you open. I mean, you had to have known.
Yeah. Step one, guess the vessel. Step two, guess the size.
Yeah.
So we have an India Pale Ale, the collaboration brew from Phantom Carriage and Alvarado Street. Nobody look at the percentage.
Okay. So on my epic, successful, completed voicemail. This was my looking out for.
Oh, I don't remember. We didn't listen to your looking out for.
Okay.
We took a bathroom break when your voicemail was being played.
Oh, you pulled a Nick.
Yeah, we're like, oh, Nick's voicemail. Let's go to the bathroom, Matt.
This guy's talking.
Just me and Matt went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
as long as you guys held hands.
This is foggy, It's looking foggy.
Wow.
This is two this year, these two breweries, too, was making some noise. Alvarado Street and Phantom Carriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were.
Clanging and banging.
So this is,
as the kids say.
Whoa, this is a weird aroma.
Piney?
Like some champagne in there, is it?
Mmm, yeah.
I'm getting some champagne from that aroma.
Is this a pre-mixed beer mosa?
Tasting now. Currently tasting.
I'm getting pineapple.
Yep. Power suggestion. I'm getting adult canned Dole pineapple rings.
Yep.
What would a Dole Whip beer taste like?
Mm. Well, now that cloudy, foggy beers are all the thing,
mm-hmm.
might as well try it.
Instead of
Scotty B.
Instead of the beer floats, beer root beer floats, mm-hmm. like Dole Whip floats.
You should be able to do that at Disneyland.
Dole Whip float.
Hmm. I'm guessing 6.5 on this. Maybe the most popular game this year on the Perfect Pour, the alcohol guessing game. I'm not sold on it.
Wait, what were your guesses?
I'm saying 6.5. I keep asking people, like, do you like the alcohol guessing game, percentage guessing game, expecting somebody to go, nah, I'm like, everyone says yes. I'm like, man, I'm just wrong on this thing. Yeah. I'm waiting. I'm like fishing for somebody to go, nah, it's stupid. I'm going, yeah, it is stupid.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking my bait. Everyone's like, nah, it's pretty cool.
Gotcha.
It's a 6.5 or.
Or. One more sip, please.
Hey, no fair. I didn't take an extra sip.
Mm-hmm. I got to get back in the game. I'm off. I've been off too long.
All right. You're like, man, this vacation, I am not going to guess any alcohol percentages. it's just been too much.
It's been too much.
No guessing, honey.
7.0.
We have a winner. Ding, ding, ding.
Damn it. It's Mikey, huh?
Nick with 7.0.
Ho, 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 ho. Damn it.
Coming back strong.
Glass toss.
We break our glassware.
I will agree with Mikey. It does taste like a 6.5.
Yeah.
Because of the cloudiness.
Yeah.
See?
The world record holder agrees with Mikey. So Mikey's tapping his shoulders now.
Yeah.
So.
See, Matt would have guessed 6.5. So.
I would have.
I really wanted 6.5. That's why I was struggling to, if I was going to go over or under.
Ah, you're like, you went big.
6.5 was.
Damn it. I'm 0-1 already.
Spot on guess.
Already in 2017.
Perhaps it's just a touch low carb. Maybe that's why it's not popping like a 7.
Pop it like it's.
I mean, it 7. Has enough head, but it still just feels like it's. There's no bubbles.
He said feels like.
I don't know. Something's not right.
Uh oh.
Whoa. We have a lot of listener donated beer this week. But speaking of, there is. I freshly made by, I don't want to say garage door or cola, or not garage door anymore.
Now known as Zach's Brewing.
Zach's Brewing collab with Scotty B, collab with, collabing with Chocotazo Brewing.
Chocotazo Brewing.
Chew your brew.
This is a Chocotazo, a brand new Chocotazo.
Brewed with valley water.
Pretty sure we're the first podcast to get this Chocotazo.
Yep.
If we wake up tomorrow and 3B Zine's already talking about it,
Zine's like, yeah, we've had it.
This is the one without coffee,
Sans
according to the cap.
Coffee.
This is a Chocotazo. So if you don't know, Chew Your Beer, one of our famous listeners, went to one of those brew your own beer places in LA, and he brewed a batch of he called Chocotazo. And he brewed a bunch of it. And a lot of listeners got their own taste.
And then beer we got some everywhere.
And they just flew out amongst some of the listenership that were lucky enough to get it. And it was great. It was actually very good beer. And so Zach's Brewing / Scotty B Brewing brewed it themselves with the head brewer of Chocotazo Brewing, Chew Your Beer, supervising. So
and his PO.
That's what this is.
Surprisingly enough, this tastes exactly how I remember Chocotazo tasting. Minus the coffee, of course.
Which is up next, I believe.
Could be.
If
yes.
We have it. We could mix it in there.
But yeah. Wow, I think, Zach's Brewing nailed that Chocotazo. Mm-hmm.
Definitely chocolatey, sweet. Not sweet, like a dark chocolate sweet. Not sweet as in like a bag of sugar. All those flavors are in there. Good body, good carbonation, all that stuff. But it's just missing that pepperiness from the coffee, which could be right next to us.
May or may not.
Oh, that's nice. Well, should we do it? Should we get into 2016?
Let's do it.
The best of our annual best of 2016. It's not super deep. At least I don't have a whole lot of deep stuff. Unless you guys do.
Oh, I get deep.
Oh. Well, first I want to get out of the way. I don't know if you guys will differ on this or not, but I think the beer, this is not personal choice, but the beer style of the year would have to be the foggy New England IPAs. That was like the hot beer style. Are we in agreement with that, or do we have different of opinion here?
As far as your personal?
No, just in the craft beer geek culture. Was there a hotter style this year than that?
I'd say it was like a 50-50 split. I'd say hoppy pilsners kind of had a strong running, and then the foggies kind of set in about August.
Yeah, so the fog set in early August. Hasn't left. And that, yeah, because I think the foggy IPAs are going pushing through into 2017 for a while. I don't think they're done yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they are.
See, it's funny because a lot of the hardcore beer geeks just make fun of them and don't claim not to like them, but they're hella popular. So who the hell's drinking them? Is it one of those things where it's Nickelback, where nobody admits to liking Nickelback, but they're the most successful band, successful rock band in history, but there's nobody that will say, yeah, I like Nickelback.
Be careful. Avril Lavigne might write into the podcast defending Nickelback.
Did she do that?
So I guess Facebook has some new smart software coming out, and so Mark Zuckerberg had a commercial. He's like, hey, Facebook, play a good Nickelback song. And like the Autobot responded, there are no good Nickelback songs. So she wrote in saying how they've done so well and sold so many albums, and he's just an idiot. Be careful when you're bad-talking Nickelback now.
Ew. I'll have a conversation and have a Levine. That's fine.
So would I.
Not my worst day.
Not with Mr. Nickelback standing over my shoulder or anything.
Looking at your photographs.
Yeah. Wow. Nice one. Nice one, Matt. That was quick, too. That's what I liked about that one. That was quick.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
All right. Now you're about to go. You're borderline too far. If you come up with one more Nickelback lyric. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Something about car keys and ignition.
Something about the top's down, and there's a girl on my shoulder, and she's feeling my jeans.
Whoa.
There's that song about, like, you know, he's getting car action.
Yeah, he's getting car action, and the dad walks up, and he can't find his keys.
He's like this 40-year-old man talking about getting car action, and the dad walking up.
You guys know a little bit about this, do you?
But did you not listen to him?
Did you not listen to Nickelback?
40 times a day when they were on the radio?
Sorry. I don't even have the tangent drop ready for that. I was not prepared for a Nickelback tangent today.
There's a new song for you, Paul. Be careful about Be careful of the Avril Lavigne.
So Hoppy Pilsners and New England Style IPAs were the
If you said those
the hot styles.
Wow. See, I thought coffee beers ran rampant this
week. Oh, you thought coffee beers, huh? Coffee beers too, right?
Could not seem to get away from them. Not that I'm complaining.
I don't know if they were pushing them, but everybody did just have one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked them. Mm-hmm. Speaking mm-hmm. as a pale IPA person, I liked the coffee beers.
Yes.
Tioga does well with those too. So, you want to, I'll leave the our personal beers of the year for last. So, what do you think, what would you feel was your brewery, or what was the brewery of the year, you think, Nick?
Meaning?
Who made
the most waves?
For us, or just California, or whatever, the craft beer culture in general, what would...
I think... well, field work, I think, would be the...
Yep.
The popular answer.
Yeah.
But I think Noble did some really good stuff this year.
Yeah, I would have said field work, but yeah, Noble's interesting.
Yeah, I had some really good beers from Noble, and I don't know. They might just stay small like they are. I mean, it'd be cool if they did get a little bit bigger, you know, maybe made it into the valley. But if they don't, that's fine, too. They got a good thing going. Mm-hmm. But I definitely am looking out for them in 2017. Nice.
Yeah, I would say field work made the most... noise.
Yeah.
Certainly around California. It's hard to gauge outside of California how Fieldworks reach or buzz is, but.
Mm-hmm. But they're a California destination, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because you can't, now that Fieldworks starting to can stuff though, now they can start trading mm-hmm. and get some more of that buzz. Because before, you could only get the Crowlers. But we've been we had a great year with those Fieldwork Crowlers.
Man, some good beers.
I think New Glory, or it's been late. They're late in the year, but New Glory is really surging these past couple months. Sacramento area is New Glory. Libertine was big for us this year.
This is true.
Came out big for us this year. And they're kind of gotten out there, or at least amongst the state anyway. Those are just the ones that popped into my head for breweries this year. One pick for this wouldn't be my beer of the year, but this was like the biggest, maybe blown away by, was the Madge Hand from Modern Times. Oh. That thing.
That was your blow-away beer?
Yeah, that was like, oh my gosh. Probably a couple of the field work beers, too.
So, are you talking like, this is...
This is like, I want to have this every day.
Oh, okay.
And you can't.
Unicorn territory.
Yeah.
Like, beyond a whale. This is a unicorn. Right.
Yeah, kind of.
Getting unobtainable. They had a good year, too. Modern Times, that is.
Yeah.
Not unicorns. Unicorns, I'm sure, always have a good year.
Yeah, that was. I mean, we became a modern time city this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're just like, eh.
Kidding, City of the Sun, bruh.
Yeah,
can't get enough of that shit.
Yeah, City of the Sun. I almost put that in my beer of the year, but didn't quite make it.
Well, I mean, it's like the last couple of months of the year, so it's hard to say it's your favorite beer of the year when it's only released part of the year.
Yeah,
it's just the one you remember the most. I don't know. I'm still liking the Oneida and the Orderville.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oneida.
Oneida, the pail in the can.
Yes. Oh, man.
I'm ready for booming roller season, which is January.
The boomers.
Looking out for
it. Wait, are we doing a...
Well, let's have a beer before we start our beer picks of the year here. Yeah, let's go with that.
Back to back. There's still some original, by the way.
Oh, some original still floating around. The Chocotazo.
I love gold.
Chocotazo. Yep. I wonder how much there is of this. Scotty B dropped it off super quick.
Super fresh. I mean, he may have dropped it off. We don't know.
We don't know.
Unless he
we don't know yet.
Voicemail.
He also left some beer.
I see what you did there.
Yep. There's that pepperiness I was talking about. It was just that coffee.
That but coffee.
I want to say that the the cocoa nibs or the chocolate was a little bit more, as my other glass warmed up, it was a little bit better represented in this batch, but it is still what I remember Chocotazo tasting like.
Oh, that's good. Oops. I think that Zach's brain is going to have to actually make this.
They're going to have to appropriate the recipe.
If Chew Beer, I wonder if Chew Beer would be cool with that. If they just once Zach starts selling actual kegs of beer, you can just use that.
Be the one guest tap in the bar is the Chocotazo.
Yeah. Tap. The Chocotazo.
Would you put this on Nitro?
I'd like to try it on Nitro. Nitro, bro.
Nitro taps, I think, were a big year for Nitro taps.
Nitro Tazo.
Yeah. Didn't they kind of fade though now? Like, they had their. Yeah, they run early, and then it doesn't seem like it's people talking about Nitro so much now. Maybe it's just me.
Nitroing everything for most of the year, and then, kind of petered off there.
How many Nitro taps you got down there at the Tioga?
I had
How two. Many Nitro taps you're running, bro?
I had two, but so many specialty beers have come out, I've had to take them both off.
See, there you go. There's nothing running on Nitro right now at Tioga?
Nothing right now.
Wow.
Damn.
Jeez, man.
Not even Nitro Cafe Tamarack.
No, we're actually out of that. I have Nitro Tamarack.
Jeez, 2016 just will not stop being crappy.
Oh, you like Nitro Taps? We're done.
We killed
Over.
Them. Now we're that dead. Podcast?
Well... Which podcast is that? Yeah. The Pricing Show?
Yeah, please remind us. Which one did we slip into again?
Which one are we being like? Are we being like, get off my podcast? Are we being like, dork down? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Which vein of the podcast?
Where are we at? Where are we at?
All right. Let's go. Bearded Brewer.
Yes.
Your picks for beer of the year.
Wow.
Either just give us the one or you build us up with your top three.
My favorite style of the year is Hoppy Pilsner.
Oh.
And then I can never just pick my top beer of the year. So I kind of picked a few different styles.
Okay.
As far as anything tart, I would definitely say Libertine. I am not very well versed in tart beers, so I kind of like everything I've had from them. And Thanks Brian is the only thing I prefer, seeked out more than other things of theirs. As far as a stout and or dark beer, I still prefer Old Rasputin, just straight up non-barrel age. There's nothing wrong with that beer.
Good job. Good job.
As far as a hoppy pilsner, Shower Beer from Fieldwork. I have not had a better hoppier pilsner than that
good.
Beer.
That's a good beer.
And I have had multiple crowlers of that, and it was solid every time. As far as a hoppy beer in general, I have not found something that made me feel better inside than Hoppy Palm from Track 7, which Track 7 almost didn't make the list just because their cans have been very hit and miss in town. It seems like they come through, they disappear. Then they come back and they disappear. But I look back and I bought several six-pack of Hoppy Palm, and then I'd go pick up something else, and then I'd go back to Hoppy Palm.
So yeah.
As far as something in the amber brown category, I have to say Fat Tire. That is something I seek out in cans, and when I see it on the menu in cans, I make sure that's one of the beers in rotation that I have for the evening. So those are my favorites of the year.
So is the difference between a bottle of Fat Tire and a can of Fat Tire, do you think that's mental, or are you really like, I really can enjoy the can better?
I've had several bottles of Fat Tire this year, and while they were drinkable, they were not as good as cans of Fat Tire, which were consistent every time I've had them, whether they were brand new or they had some months on them. And there was one time at Stone's, rest in peace, I was there with Stacy, and she actually, which is New Belgium, we got two bottles of Fat Tire, which they have it there at Stone's. And one was like at least 3 months newer than the other one. And we kind of sampled them, and there was a noticeable difference. But there was no way to say that how that older batch was kept. It could have been in the sunlight, warm, you know, could have been forgot about in the storeroom. It doesn't necessarily mean it was the beer's fault. It's just we happened to notice a difference between the two, and there was a date code difference. That just throwing that out there. But I have noticed less variance in the cans, to answer your question.
All right. Is that all your 2016s?
Yeah.
All right. The Nick 80. Let's do it, man.
Oh, yeah?
Hit us up with your 2016 junk.
You ready to get ripped?
Let's get ripped. Junk. Get ripped. Get ripped.
Definitely the saying of 2016.
Oh, by the way, yeah. By the way, one of our listeners contacted me or contacted us. I think he works at Yard House, and says he knows him, that guy. What? He's friendly with he's either friends or friendly with him, and told him that we were doing that, and he said and that guy loves it. He's saying it's cool.
So
the getting ripped guy knows that we're doing the getting ripped and is endorsing it.
The getting ripped guy knows he's actually saying this out loud then.
Oh, he knew it. Yeah.
And this is like
his. And then it's now his friend relayed it. Who is a listener. Guy. Happens to be a listener. So sometimes Fresno does those kind of small town things. Still gets away with doing small town stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, Nick.
How would you like to remember way back to January?
Let's get back. I can't remember that.
I can't either.
I might push something.
There was a January in 2016?
There was once. Once upon a time, there was a January.
No idea.
We had some hop venom from Boneyard Brewing.
Mm. I remember the crowler because we...
Couldn't tell you what the beer tastes like right now, but I gave it 5 stars
you loved
in January.
That. You loved it.
So I was either feeling really good that night or it was awesome.
Ain't nothing getting better than this.
Nothing's beating this year.
5 stars.
The Mosaic Pale from Bike Dog Brewing.
That was pretty kick-ass. I forgot about that one.
How I long for Bike Dog.
That's a good one.
Man, our street cred beer of the year. I'm calling this one here.
Okay. All right.
The M2 from Abnormal Beer Works. Abnormal Beer Company.
We had M2.
We had M2 before San Diego had M2.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, now.
Derek Galanosa.
Yes.
Was the guest on the show. We had
Derek on. We had a legit brewer on the show.
I was back in
We got some pre-beer.
Must have not been there.
He's been super nice. No, you're right here.
Oh, okay.
He was super nice and sent us beer. And... We were drinking it before San Diegans are drinking it.
Magic
Growlers. It was pretty awesome.
I remember now.
And I actually talked to him.
Mikey calls them the medicine bottle of growlers.
Yeah. I talked to him at the Festival of Dayton-ness. And I had a conversation. He remembered it. I was like, yeah, I remember we talked to you on the podcast. Oh, yeah.
Sure. You're Greg, right?
You're Greg. Oh yeah, Greg and Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Oh, Dustin and
Cody.
Go, Cody.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom, what up? Tommy.
3BZ.
Yeah, 3BZ. Yeah. No. Oh, Four Brewers. Yeah, Four Brewer guys. Yeah, you guys are cool. Never mind. But thanks for the beer, bro. No, he is cool, dude. Oh, whoa. What's happening?
I like the sound of it. The world's slowest opening of a beer.
Guess the size. Guess the can size.
Matt would be so mad at himself if he was serving himself a beer at the bar like that.
It's 22.
Slightly less.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. What do we have here?
Nothing.
I'm gonna take a cracker.
Okay. Nobody look at this.
We're going to cleanse. We're going to pause for a cleanse break.
Everyone pause for a cleanse
Goblin
break.
Rock from Modern Times. This is a vegan IPA.
Good Lord.
What have we become? This was a looking out for beer that I'm just like, this is ridiculous, the lookout for this, but
redonkulous.
I'll just throw it out there.
Is this the weird 70s can you were talking about last show?
Yep. Second thank you to Tony Bags for both.
Tony Bags, man.
The Alvarado collab.
This is a beer that, this is like one of their Monday can releases. Yeah, stand in line for things, I believe. And Tony Bags, man.
Yeah, when he ditched us for what, Victory at Sea Day, he went there and got this. Joking. He actually didn't go to Victory for Sea Day.
What?
But it made for good podcast content.
Did you know that? Or
he stopped by the brewery after that. He's like, you know, I wasn't there. I just shared a photo from me there the previous couple of years. And I was like, oh, that makes more sense.
Nice. Tony Bags.
I think he was at a Nickelback concert.
I too saw Tony Bags at S'mores Fest release.
You did? Weren't you guys in line?
Man, here we go.
He found me and
Goblin
said,
Rock from Modern Times.
I said, all right.
Can I backsies?
Oh.
Hey, man, no backsies.
Well, he was just picking
that's
up
a good,
stuff.
That's a good aroma.
Hey, you quit it.
Got it all.
Quit it.
2016, the year I stole all the aroma.
The nose was amazing, but it still tastes like a foggy beer. It's good. There's nothing wrong with it, but it still tastes like a foggy beer.
Uh-oh.
That is a foggy beer, man.
Price is Right lose sound.
Ooh, that is like, there's white sediment and like on the bottom just mixing with this already lighter sediment. Yellow. Like, wow.
This might be even more Dole Whip than the
Ooh, you must have got bottom pour then.
It's bottom-ish pour. I got bottom quarter pour.
Bottom thirds.
You got the sediment pour.
Matt shook it and then laughed.
There's still a little bit left. Whoever wants the true bottom pour.
It's good, but it's not how I prefer my IPAs to taste.
As far as the foggy New England's go, this is top notch.
Modern Times knows what they're doing. Percentage game. What is it?
Oh, okay. Oh.
Nine.
Really?
Nine?
Why not?
I said IPA.
Six.
You're sticking with nine.
The devil came down
six,
to Modern
six,
Times.
Six.
five, seven.
So that's your second guess? Are you sure?
I really don't care at this point.
Brother doesn't care, doesn't know. Actual percentage, 7.1.
Nice job.
You guys should have learned from the last one that foggy beers hide the percentage.
Oh.
Always go seven.
Are confusing.
Always go seven is what I learned.
What's your favorite number? Seven.
So anyways.
Yeah, back to your stuff, Nick. Man, Goblin, we just had Goblin Rock. Woo!
Woohoo!
Woo!
We are professional.
Man, there's so many listeners that we just freaking.
Did you get it at Granger?
Appreciate the hell out of make this show what it is.
Are we doing culture this week?
Well, we're in it. This okay. is our culture. We'll get to some real things if you want to get to them. Whatever you want to get to, man.
All right.
So don't forget about the Hypocalypse different color label series.
Don't cross out stuff.
We already went over that topic.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Nick. We tangented Nick.
Hypocalypse white, red, and black labels.
Oh, the vertical?
Yeah.
Was it a vertical? Tony Bags did a vertical.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're that cool, yeah.
Tony Bags can do all the things.
But they weren't released all at the same time, so you had to hold on to one and make one really old.
Yeah.
If you want
to. Tony Bags can do a vertical of this was canned at 9:10 a.m. This one was canned at 9:50 a.m. And this one was canned at 10:38. One was canned at 51 degrees outside. The other one was canned at 54 degrees outside. So,
Coors Light, cold packages. Do you cold package?
Cold package. Does your package have mountains that change color?
Is your package cold?
All right, Nick.
I'll show you something that's cold activated.
Whoa.
The Monterey Street from Central Coast.
Oh, really? yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice pull.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I won't torture you guys any longer. So my favorite beer of the year was the...
Drum roll, Nick.
Hawaiian Speedway Stout from Alesmith.
Whoa. That surprises me.
Not the Vietnamese coffee one?
I didn't get to have that, so it can't be my favorite.
Aww. That seems what people keep losing their shit over.
No, Spokeasy brought in a keg of the Hawaiian Speedway. I was like, oh, yeah.
Spoke.
Had a Sunday of nothing to do. Actually made it out of the house. Went and had some Speedway.
Nice.
I would like to try that.
I would Vietnamese, like to try that.
But it is no it. In my hand right now.
All right. Nice pick.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Nice pick.
Word.
All right. That was your all your 2016.
Oh, you want more?
Oh, no.
Oh, you want more?
Do you want more? You got more? Get it.
Get it. The Wake Up Dead from Left Hand. I cannot remember who brought that. Was that Tony Bags?
Oh, I don't remember that one, man.
That was an Imperial Stout.
Had some beers since then.
Had some beers between them and here. Yeah. And I do have to mention Zach's Brewing Exactly Mosaic. That was a kick-ass beer. I hope he makes that one once he's up and running.
Yes.
His hobby beers have been rather delectable.
A real brewer.
That's exciting. A real boy. Exciting this year. We have our friends getting, you know, going pro. We have Zach's Brewing legitimately licensed. We have Forder. Am I saying it right?
Sure.
Forder. Louis. Studio Lab. Everyone clear out.
I've never been more thankful to be on this side of the table.
Studio Lab just squeaked one out.
Going pro. We have, you know, guests and friends and listeners going pro, and that's exciting. So looking forward to that 2017, actually finding places and Forder and Zach's Brewing, and then seeing if Scotty B can get paid to brew.
Paid to brew. So.
What else, Nick?
Well, are we going to do a favorite? I don't know. Favorite anything else, or are we leaving it at a beers?
No, you can do whatever you want, man.
So, honorable mention to episode 132, where we successfully pulled off a tangent within a tangent.
Oh, no. What was that? What did we do?
I don't know. I'm going to go back and listen to it, but I was reading the show notes, and I was like, do you want to hear what a tangent within a tangent sounds like?
I'm sure it was awesome. I'm sure we tangented the shit out of Matt. It like blew his mind. He got tangented so hard.
And also, 2 weeks ago episode for Roger doing the drive-by where he comes and drops the growler and then bolts. Here you guys go.
Here.
Seems to be a new thing. Here's beer. See you later. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Hey, we'll take it. I like it. All right.
That's my best of.
Best of. Well, let's, before I get to mine, let's, another beer.
Another beer.
Do you want to open up that thing that's sitting on the table, or you want to go to the fridge? Fridge, should the fridge mic be turned on?
I'm Houdini-ing it right now. Trying to get out of my...
Oh, Nick's taking jacket. His jacket off. This is getting serious.
My beer blanket's on. Beer blanket's on. My clothes are coming off. Beer
ready.
Blanket's on. What do you guys want? You want fresh beer? You want old stale beer?
I want a...
That's 7413 from the stone.
From the stone. Oh, you want some... The stone.
More. Yeah, stone 7413.
Bring it out. Let's get that fridge
bring
mic.
Bring it out of the drawer. Hold on. What'd you say? Can't hear you.
Wait, hold on.
Can't hear you.
There we go. We got it now.
Hey, you guys, you want fresh beer or you want Bud Light?
Yeah, Bud Light. Fresh beer. Bud Light.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, come see my pool. I just put it up, huh? It's like a jacuzzi.
Listen to that fridge working its ass off. It's got belt problems. Anyone know how to change a belt in the fridge?
Belt problems.
Fridge has always been like a fridge to me.
What do you get? Oh, man. Can you hear it? I heard some bombers bouncing around.
Oh, man. If only you guys could see these beers.
Oh, man. There's so many beers. There's so many dark beers in there right now. Oh, there you go. Fridge mic getting turned off.
I'm just going to sleep over there.
Oh, what did you bring out?
I have no idea where this came from.
Oh, looks like you might need the corkscrew there for that one.
It's going to get rammy.
That's a big one.
Where the heck did this come from?
Let me see it.
Is that the right podcast even?
10 Mile?
Imperial the 10 Porter, Mile.
Aged in bourbon barrels?
That might have been in the flurry.
San Diego?
That might be from SD Beer Talk.
Oh.
I believe.
Good old Greg.
I think it's Greg or Brian donated that to the show. Hopefully I'm not getting that wrong. But I believe that's Greg or Brian's donation. And thanks, guys, for the donation. We always enjoy donated beer. If you're a brewery and want to have us try your beer on the show, it's free advertising. Email us and oh Jesus, Louis's gonna kill Matt. Hold on, we have a situation.
Help me! I'm being tugged on. Jeez,
Louis the lab just got caught up in Matt's headphones and almost gave him another thing. Next thing.
This one is not easy to open.
Remember, pro tip: always pre-open your beers if you're gonna do a podcast. Something we're gonna get better at in 2017.
This thing's really crimped on there.
Oh man! Leave it to Greg to give us something we can't open.
Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna come off.
You jerks! Well, I'm just gonna get to my beer and let Matt.
Wait!
Oh no!
Yeah!
I love gold.
All right,
brother. Look at the ABV because I did not
one of those big ass bottles.
Oh, so I'll be.
I just call them wine size.
ABV what are they? Judge?
The 750s.
70 milliliter.
Yeah, 750. All right, I have the ABV.
Oh, I have it now.
I just know it's an Imperial Porter.
Now, give down.
That's all I know.
Give beer down to me.
Let me have. Passing from left to right of your podcast now, 10 Mile Imperial Porter.
Mmm. Wow.
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 It's actually really good.
Yep. Actually really good, which means we expected this to be crap.
Expecting this one to be a piece of shit.
I've never heard of this before, so.
Never would have bought it by the label.
Ooh, wow. Mm. That is good. It's a little sweet.
It's fresh.
I feel like it's...
That's fresh.
I feel like the alcohol is higher than it's... I feel like it's getting disguised.
I would agree.
So I'm going to say... I'm going to say it's... I'm going to say it's 9.2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll... Uh-oh.
Bearded Brewer?
Bearded Brewer has...
What do you say?
He has business. The beer garden never closes for Bearded Brewer.
Always open.
The only time he actually takes a call on the show is when it's work. So there is something going down at the Tioga Square right now.
We just set off the alarm.
Yep, the alarm's going off. Is that something?
Yeah.
Nah, don't worry about it. I'm on the perfect bar. Well. Let me go through my few beers here. The Luponic Distortion number 1.
Yes.
If you remember that. That thing was big time.
Big time.
And it was exciting to have the Firestone Luponic Distortion series.
Yeah.
They've done 4. I think that's all they're doing as far as I'm...
Oh, is that the end of the road?
I don't know. That's what I thought, but I could be totally wrong with that. But I remember the number 1 being really excellent.
Yeah,
and 2, 3, and 4 have not lived up to number 1 as far as I'm concerned.
I think 3 might have come the closest.
Mm-hmm.
4 was not enjoyable to me.
4 is okay. 4 is okay to me.
Yeah.
That Phantom Bride, maybe one of the most surprising ones, because collab beers are rarely really good, especially when you're talking about music right. band related.
Especially
collab
when one of
them is
not a brewer.
Yeah. That Deftones beer from Belching Beaver, the Phantom Bride, that's been a really good beer. There's another round of it in town now.
Ooh, where?
I don't think the second batch is quite as good, but it's floating around. It's about a month and a half old right now. It's in my bin cot, so
nice.
Just good up. So, but the two in that Oneida. In Modern Times, you brought up.
Mm-hmm.
I had almost forgotten about that. That was big time this year.
That one, yeah. I think it's beginning to get passed over by all the other Modern Times stuff that's coming out. So I'm betting it's going to disappear.
Well, it's soon. Old now. So
well, I mean, it's old it. Now, but I'm saying it might not come back.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm betting it's going to get.
So it's down to 2 beers for me as far as the beers of the year, personally. And it's between Hoppy Palm from Track 7.
Ooh, a double vote for Hoppy Palm.
Yep, another vote for Hoppy Palm, man. That thing was, I kept buying those 6-packs. Just kept buying them. And the Graveyards from Pizza Port.
Nice.
Graveyard from Pizza Port was huge. And those.
Did not hold up, just.
Oh.
Tangent.
You don't feel the Graveyards held up?
I had one recently, which is in my Bincock drinking, from the 10-11 batch. And it was okay, but it didn't hold up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, my beer of the year is Hoppy Palm from Track 7.
Wow. I am shocked. It's not even a whale, bro.
Not even a whale.
Come on.
Well, I see, I weigh heavily on multiple, whether I can get it multiple times.
Dosings.
Like I said before, that Madge Hands from Modern Times was sort of my like blown away beer, but I'm never gonna be able to have that again.
Right.
But the Hoppy Palm.
That was even a good little conversation you guys had last episode, the one I wasn't on, about accessible beers. Like looking out for accessible beers.
Mm-hmm.
That's I like that. I think you should drink. Your favorite accessible beer.
What was that? So with this, I think I remember last year for me was, as far as beer, was the Mother Earth, the Son of a bitch.
Yep. The Mother Earth son of a bitch. That's a great beer.
IPA.
The Buku?
Buku, thank you. Jesus. And then the year before that was the Modern Times.
Oh, Blazing World.
Blazing World.
When that was being snuck into the valley.
Yep. Secret we were beers. Sneaking it in. So there we go. Blazing World 2014 and Buku 2015, 2016, Hoppy Palm. Those are my past 3 years.
I don't know what I chose last year.
I'm guessing it was dark.
Mm. So the percentage on this Bearded Brewer map, this 10 Mile Imperial Porter, I chose, what did I choose? I don't know now. I'm probably
it was 9-ish.
Yeah, 9.2, I believe. Yeah. I want to say I said 9.2. I'm going to say 9.2.
9.4.
Ooh.
In 9.4, closest without even coming close to going over is Matt.
Wow, it's bigger than that.
11.5.
Wow. man.
Push that back a little bit.
Oh man, be careful. I need to finish the show.
It doesn't taste 11.
Yeah. I'm getting this strong like prune. Maybe raisin.
Imperial prunes.
Insta shits.
Well, are any other culture items we got before we get into listener stuff? Culture. Oh, what was your favorite drop of the year from Paul? What was your favorite Paul drop?
Ooh, Paul drop.
Mine's cold transferred, I think, all time, you know.
Oh, it's there's so been it a remains?
Lot. Yeah.
Was that this year?
Cold transfer came out 2016, right? Okay. Pretty sure. Most of them. And this is like a drop year for Paul. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was all kinds of drops. Pretty sure cold transfer was this year.
I think I'm digging.
I might be wrong, but
I'm going to go with shut up and open another beer.
Yeah. Quick to the point.
Yeah.
The BevMo parking lot update.
But that's not a drop, though, is it? Yeah. All right. That is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Shut up and
open another beer. But it's not as good as... Waiting for Mikey to pull up the sound clip.
I don't know which one I'm pulling up, but I'm trying.
Not as good as BevMo.
Oh, damn it, BevMo.
BevMo!
Oh, that's right, he made a drop for the BevMo report. Yeah. Yes. I was thinking the actual report is what you're talking about. No. I forgot he made a drop.
Said best drops.
I forgot he actually made a drop for that.
Oh, now my drops are stuck now.
The drops have dropped off.
That'll come back at an inappropriate time. What's some culture, Matt?
Two things. I was on, speaking of, I think the brother mentioned Noble being.
Perfect. That happened totally organically.
Matt just got tangented by Paul via Mikey's iPhone.
Cold transfer.
But while we're here, let's sing along.
I can't stop it now. So, cold transfer. Cold transfer. Okay, what were you saying, Matt?
Like the brother mentioned, Noble doing some things. They posted a photo that they are going to be one of the next breweries to have crowlers. Mm-hmm. So even more of a reason people need to go to Noble for to bring us frickin' crowlers.
Oh, Noble crowlers.
We can get that stuff that's only available in the tap room. When we gonna get some Tioga crowlers?
Man.
I'm working on it. Seriously, ooh. I'm working.
Looking out for in 2017 crowlers at Tioga Sequoia.
I'm hoping. And then there is a brand that is releasing canned beer that is not necessarily new to releasing canned beer, but it's only their second release of canned beer.
Okay.
Can you guys guess who it is?
That was too much math for me.
Patagonia.
Patagonia?
Patagonia did a beer with New Belgium, and it had the Patagonia logo on it. It was six packs, 12-ounce cans. This was about 3.5 years ago. And it was just a lager, an easy drinking lager. Well, this time they have paired up with Hub, or better known as
Urban Brewery, the Portland Brewery,
Hopworks Urban Brewery,
yeah,
to create long
Portland.
Long Root Ale.
There it is over there.
It's only from roots.
Second tall can.
We only use roots for bittering.
Well, that's Hub, yeah. So they're going to use a wheat and or a grain
wheat.
Called Kernza. But basically the whole difference is Hub is more about urban or organic or renewable or kind of like more hippie style beers. And so Patagonia is all about outdoors and stuff like that. Well, they found this grain that can be used in beer, but it has like roots 10 feet deep. And so to harvest this grain, you do not have to till the soil, which causes a carbon footprint. You basically just chop it. So they're saying that, you know, you just chop off the top, it regrows versus tilling the soil and replanting every year.
Right.
So it worked well that they went with Hub. And it's Patagonia, kind of that. And they gave a breakdown of it. Let's see if I could find it here. East
Coast beers and Midwest beers. They got nothing on cool West Coast beers.
Best line in the song.
They got nothing on cool West Coast beers.
Cold transfer. Cold transfer, cold transfer.
Our delicious pale ale is brewed with organic
brewed
2-row barley.
Ah, I hate that word.
Organic yeast, organic Chinook, Mosaic, and Crystal hops, and the Kernza or the whatever hop. So that is, you can expect a pale ale from Patagonia via Hub. And it's a 16 ounce can. So I want to try it.
Okay.
I want to freaking try it.
Looking out.
It's looking out, and it's culture.
Culturally looking out. Boom.
That's my news.
That's my news, and I'm sticking to it.
My news.
That's my cold.
Culture you want to mention, Nick, before we move into the different section of the show.
Oh, really? A different section? Well, this is, it's just funny how the universe works, bro. Light bars. Hope everybody got a light bar for their Christmas.
Honey, a light bar for my car.
It's a Red Ryder light bar.
That's not how they work.
Put your eye out, kid. So, I think 2017 is going to be drink the obtainable beers. And the Full Pint put together a list of the 7 best easy-to-obtain IPAs.
Oh.
And on this list...
That's a good post idea.
It was. And it's funny, because you guys talked about it last week, and then here they are. Instead of doing, like, a best of list, they're doing a, hey, these beers are awesome, and they're around all the time. Yeah.
They have a podcast, too, the Full Pint.
Ooh. So they're talking about Oscar Blues IPA, Green Flash Soul Style, Firestone Walker Union Jack, Sierra Nevada Hop Hunter, which I have forgotten about, but I guess it's still a thing.
Oh, that's still a thing?
Stone's Go-To IPA, and Bell's Two-Hearted Ale. So they're just saying, hey, listen, there's awesome beers everywhere.
And we forget. Yeah. We forget. We're always chasing the new beer, and we just forget about the other stuff that's good.
So,
but there's also a problem too with brewers. There's two problems. Us beer geeks forgetting that good beer that, you know, a year ago we were drooling over.
Mm-hmm.
Now I forgot, and it's still the same beer, and we're like,
whatever.
But also, brewers tweak in their beers to the point of, like, it's not the same beer anymore. They do that, like, oh, maybe I'll tweak a little bit more, do a little of this, put this little grain bill in there, and I'll try these hops and mix it. And, like, don't fuck it up. You did good. I know sometimes you can't get the same hops or the same grain, same everything all the time, but there's an issue with brewers just tweaking their shit too much and just like, just do exactly what you did before because it was you did well before.
Don't also a problem for every movie sequel ever.
That too. Well, we did have we were calling out for people to send us stuff for beers of the year. So Bobby Diesel's emailed us perfectforpodcast@gmail.com if you want to contact us about show stuff or you want to find out how you can donate beer. So is it checking in with this 2016 favorite brew?
Brew.
The one that stood out, the Kern Rivers Winter Double IPA.
Ooh, yes.
Isn't that, there's a new batch of that? I have not seen that. It's been out for a couple of weeks, it seems like. I remember that being hella good last winter.
You know what? I haven't seen it. Whole Foods now has Just Outstanding and the Shuttle Bunny. I haven't seen the Winter IPA, though.
He says, I know what you're thinking. How can anything outweigh Citra in the Kern wheelhouse? Adrian did a damn good job on his first Citra batch. However, he knocked it out of the park with his winter warmer. Juicy, spicy, piney, hoppy. Whenever there's an E, I can't not do Chew Your Beer's voice. Juicy. Glory in liquid form. If you can get a bottle, do yourself a favor, as always. Keep up the good work.
All right.
So,
looking out
thank
for
you, Bobby
that.
D, for that. Well.
Oh.
2016.
Speaking of drops.
Yeah, what else? What else is there? Are there drops? Are there more drops?
I was waiting for the voicemail drop.
Voicemail drop? You think we have a voicemail drop?
I wish we did. If anybody
were here at Pascal Weeks, we got rid of all the
Lord
drops.
Lord Baby Jesus.
Oh shit! Damn it!
You will create a drop for us right now if you exist.
Wrong friggin' one.
Oh, it exists.
No.
Will you talk about beer? Tell me you're driving.
I already said no.
Will you?
No.
559-492.
Not no, but hell no.
0542. Was that it?
222.
I don't even know the number now.
2222.
5578-7346 is the voicemail line of the perfect pour.
Wait, what? That wasn't.
Right now.
Oh.
I'm in an odd time of the week.
That's Scotty B.
Time of the week, because it's Thursday. So it's too early to leave a voicemail for the show that's going to be coming out tomorrow on Friday. But it's also, it's too late. Sorry, man. I am driving, by the way. Yes. Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Finally.
I have to go to work. Well, anyway. It's too late to leave a voicemail for the show on Friday,
right.
But it's too early to leave a voicemail to respond to anything that happened on the show.
Yeah,
it's
a weird time.
Thursday
is a weird time for everyone.
It's a crazy time, and the fact that this week is going by so fucking slow, it hurts. Okay, it hurts. I want this week to be fucking over. This week has been brutal for me.
Over. This week is over. Oh, that guy's having a week. This week is over.
I'm just done with this week. This week sucks balls. It sucks balls all covered in big purple boils.
Oh, no. La, 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 la. Not listening. Not listening. La, 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 la.
Kelly, avert your ears.
It probably will be today. But
earmuffs.
You know, I'm just going to keep hanging tough. Like the new kids on the block. Mm.
Do not sing it.
But anyway, I don't really like to complain unless it's funny. I try to make it funny when I complain. I try. You know, like the big purple boil balls.
Oh.
I think that's kind of funny. But anyway,
no, it's not. Thanks, Scotty B, for just calling in bored.
Perfect pour! Hey, boys.
Florida Steve.
Guys, Happy New Year.
Happy
Merry
New
Christmas.
Year.
Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy brew year.
Oh, it's been happy crazy holidays. The last two
happy holidays.
Year in Florida, specifically with me. Work's been killer. Been having a lot of beers. Too many to even name right now. But you put it out there as far as the beer, our beers of the year and the episode of the year for you guys. As far as the beer of the year, I've got a few. I mean, there's some candidates. Modern Times, Universal Friend, and of course, the 2016 version of Funky Buddha's Maple Bacon Coffee Porter.
Oh, damn.
Which was very early in the year. That was back in February. But my beer of the year has got to be Chocotasso. Chocotasso. That's right.
You haven't had the new.
That beer was amazing. I still think about that beer, even after having both bottles earlier this year.
Not gonna work here anymore.
Yeah, well, thank you, Florida Steve, for the call. Sorry for that drop. It was not. I don't know whose fault it was.
Florida Steve.
Ooh.
What you got there? I love gold.
I'm just realizing I went to the beer fridge, and that I'm pretty sure we lost some beer over Christmas. There is some beer, some 6-point in there that's not in there anymore. Somebody was doing some dirty deeds out of here.
Did you say somebody wandered off to the garage and
locked themselves in here? I hear that's a thing now.
Was it Bells?
No.
Was it freaking Bells?
It wasn't Bells.
Oh, okay.
I think it was in-laws in here drinking some of our beer.
Whoa.
What's this? Oh, this is terrible. I'm going to just pour it down the drain.
Yep. Oh, man.
Damn.
I think some of Kelly's 6-point got drank.
Somebody has forsaken your fridge of beer.
This is a
forsaken
new beer going around from, is this from Fontana Jim?
That's the one.
Lumberyard from Flagstaff.
Wow. Lumberyard.
Excellent memory, sir.
Lumberyard.
Isn't Flagstaff, isn't that Michigan?
That is Arizona, bro. Northern Arizona.
Flagstaff, Michigan.
It is actually in the woods, in the mountains, and it snows and everything. People don't think there's pine
no
trees
snow.
And mountains in Arizona,
there's
but
no
there are.
Snow in Arizona.
We there have is. Fontana Jim's autograph.
Snow-Azona.
Should be worth more money.
Thank you, Fontana Jim. This is not our first Lumberyard beer either. We've had a Lumberyard before. I kind of like it. It's not California, but I kind of like it.
At least it's filtered.
East Coast, bro.
Hey, guys.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
No, it's looking.
Me. You hear the echo? You know where we're at?
Where?
The bathroom?
I bet you can guess.
Zach's Shout. Brew.
Yep. Steven Zach's. And we're drinking beer mimosas.
Oh, beer mimosas.
Oh, the it's so chips. Damn juicy. It'll make you squirt.
That's gross.
No.
So, hey, I had a question when I was listening to that intro. On if you leave a voicemail for Perfect Pour, Dark Town, and is it flowing with famous?
Flow.
Or is it fooling with famous?
Flowing
I don't know.
With famous.
I'm confused. I'm lost over here. Well, anyway, Just want to give you a heads up. You might get a pop-in. That's right. You might get a pop-in.
Pop-in-pop.
Oh, Roger.
Pop-in-pop.
It might happen. I have a special delivery for you, Chief. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. But anyway, I don't know what else to say other than, yeah, we're having beer mimosas.
And it's super.
And I'm feeling it. Should I be this intoxicated? I don't know.
On Monday,
I only had like 30. Two beers. I'm feeling it, folks. I'm feeling it. So watch out. Well, anyway, anything else you want to say, Steven Zach?
Keep up the great work.
Keep up great work.
Chocotazo.
I'm the most saying.
Chocotazo.
That was it. That was just that's how it's done at Zach's Brewing. Just get beer mimosas and call podcasts.
Hey guys, Tony Bags here. Just want to call and say Merry Christmas.
This is Tony Bags.
Guess what I'm doing?
I'm
standing in the Clovis BevMo. I just want to call and give the weekly Clovis BevMo.
Finally,
update.
a local BevMo report.
Good representation of the Sam Adams here. Good representation of the Tiger Sequoias, which are in code.
Ooh, in code.
Yeah. But sadly, no New Glory is what I came into it for. Hope you guys have a great week.
I think BevMo has New Glory.
Actually, Tony Bags just confirmed they don't have New Glory. BevMo Rocket Lab Report.
There's the drop.
See, there's the drop.
There's the drop.
805.
805s, bro.
Hey guys, Paul here.
Yes, Paul!
Just a little update. That six-pack of Luponic Distortion number 1 is still sitting on the shelf.
They did not convince them to move it.
So, listeners, here's your chance to get a year-old Luponic.
It's vertical.
It's highly sought after.
Luponic vertical.
Yeah.
That brings me to a question. I can't. I got a shitty beer. It was a Gosa. Supposed to be a Gosa, but it wasn't tart. So something was fucked up, and I'm not going to mention the brewery because I don't like bad mouthing breweries. But you know, I've gotten bad beers before, either because it sat too long or maybe something went funky in the bottle, and I don't necessarily think that's the brewery's fault. But if you have a Gosa and it's not tart, it means that it went into the bottle not tart because it's not going to unsour it, right? That's like impossible.
I untart
you. What's going on with the QC there? Is anybody quality checking things before they stick them in bottles and telling them? And that brings me to this question. Has anybody ever returned a beer at the store? So I bought this one at Whole Foods. And, you know, I've bought like stale salsa or something at Whole Foods before. And I have no problem bringing it back to return it. But for some reason, it feels unethical to return a beer. Although in this case, I feel like I am in my rights to return the beer. So has anybody out there ever returned beer for any reason? And not just because you thought it sucked. That's a pretty stupid reason to return something.
It sucks.
I don't know. I guess people do that too. But anyway. All right. On to the last issue here. And that is my favorite beer of the year.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't think I could come up with one. And then I realized that the one beer that I went back to time and time again was Graveyards. So Graveyards is my vote for the best beer of the year. Take
That's
that
good
one.
Pick.
See you guys. Happy New Year. Cheers.
Cheers.
Say hi to Satan for me, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Say hi to Satan for us. Yeah. That BevMo will not take down those Luponic sources.
We will sell
even
these.
Even after Paul's like, dude. That's some super old beer.
It's now a fight to the death. Who will win, Luponic or BevMo?
See, Graveyards, man. Gets another mention. Yep. Just saying. The final voicemail of the week is from...
Really, the perfect quarry to you, baby. Guess what, eh? I'm fishing. Fishing, guess what? I'm also drinking.
Yeah.
Took my one of my little ones this year fishing. We're up to 4 trout. Only been at the lake like about 45 minutes home. So
dang.
I think not only chew your beer, but also trout your beer, eh?
Trout your beer.
Other than that, homes, what have cop been drinking? A lot of Death by Coconut, essay, and a lot of Tioga Sequoia.
That's been a big deal.
Other than that, essay,
Death by Coconut.
Happy New Year's, homes. Don't shoot off your guns, essay, because it's against the law, homes. And, you know, you don't want to get in trouble, eh?
Oh, man, there's going to be so much gunfire.
President. Perfect Pour made 2016 a lot better than Donald Trump is going to make 2017. Orly, I have to watch you. Peace out.
Uh-oh. Peace out, you. That was, I think, that was my. I wish I had the time to go through all the voicemails and like pick out the best of the year.
Oh yeah,
but that's just too arduous of a task. Well, what Chu did for his takeover was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The having everybody secretly having everybody call in as Chu. And just leaving a voicemail as if they were Chu. That was pretty awesome, pretty epic.
Yep.
That and the BevMo. I just love the BevMo parking lot reports. I dig them.
It's the best.
I want to hear more. Like
we just need more
BevMo parking lot reports. And we want to hear wine library. What is it? Wine library. That's another thing.
What the hell is a wine library?
What's the one we're going to be getting soon?
Oh, Total Wine.
Total Wine, yeah. Total Wine. You want to do a Total Wine report?
Yes.
Do a report from your local bottle shop's parking lot. I don't care. Nice. I just like them. That's probably all voicemail should be at this point.
Who's stealing 805 out of the bedroom?
Yeah, somebody actually, one of the listeners was like, was that
she
real?
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
Yeah, when he did that one where he was like witnessing a robbery,
That was
he played it pretty straight. And like somebody emailed was like, was that legit or was he just messing around? So it's a pretty good job, Paul. Thank you, everybody, this year that's helped us out with all the voicemails. It's definitely gives a unique aspect to the show. I don't hear any other shows have that robust of a voicemail line, regardless of what style of podcast it is. Not even talking about beer podcasts. I'm just talking about every podcast in general.
We win.
I don't hear that big of a voicemail thing, whether it's the podcast not wanting to play that many voicemails or it's whether they just don't get them. I don't know, but I don't hear any other show that has as many voicemails as we do. So shit.
So keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah, we need one of those. Just one.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
That was one of the mysteries, though, of that weird sound at the beginning of this. Wait, let's see.
Have not identified it.
Wait, now we can't hear it. That.
Uh-huh. Hey, get in the van! Get in the van!
I don't know, man. We may never figure that out.
Meatloaf!
Meatloaf! Ma! Meatloaf!
I'm recording. I need meatloaf!
Looking out for beers.
Bears to look out for.
Where's your bearded brewer
new
karaoke?
New beard releases. Releasing a new beard every week. Okay.
Are you
go ahead, bearded brewer. What beards are you looking out for?
From Kern. This is probably on the brothers list too. Kern River announced that they are canning. Just outstanding in 12-ounce cans. I'm sad they're not 16, but 12-ounce cans.
Yes.
J.O. coming to
Well, you're just going to have to buy more 12 ounces.
Yeah.
to make up for the not being 16.
That's when we'll have to allow myself to have three or four in a night.
Two 12s equals a 16, right?
Do you cut, like, yeah, yeah. He went to the Central Unified School District, right? Mm-hmm. I thought Central Unified was supposed to be better than Fresno Unified.
We are smart. SMRT. Silva Brewing is apparently releasing more beers every day.
Yay, every day.
Oh, they've got more than two.
As of last week, they had three. Why do they need
more than two?
This week, they have at least four or five.
Jeez.
So I'm looking out for more Silva Brewing Crowlers. Please send them my way. And then from Noble, even though it's not my favorite beer style, they're releasing another can called 24 Karat Juice.
24 Karat Juice.
24K. And the 24K is in like a diamond rhinestone.
That's like a Stone had that carrot beer. Is this a carrot beer?
This is an unfiltered double IPA in cans. Ooh. So looking out for that. I want to try it.
For it too.
Even though it's not my favorite style, Noble has not done me wrong on hoppy beers so far.
They do not.
So those are my looking out for beers.
Looking out for.
Looking out for beers. What's the brother looking out for?
Hi.
The Nick.
I'm looking for Jacuzzi beers.
Oh, yes.
You have Jacuzzi, but you need beers.
I
don't have
a Jacuzzi. I am not a success.
I am also looking for Jacuzzi to share beers with.
I barely Jacuzzi this year. It's really terrible. 2016, this will not stop being terrible. I barely got in a Jacuzzi this year.
Oh, man.
Oh, I Jacuzzi'd with beers.
Oh.
It was a six-pack of 99 Golden Ale.
Nice.
This is actually a very nice Jacuzzi.
Oh, there you go. Yep. That's your recommended, that's your recommended beer for Jacuzzing.
With podcasting guest Shayna.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Lady
color jacuzzi. Me jealous. Damn it.
It was actually pretty awesome.
Sure it was.
They had their beer blankets on.
Were you on like the furthest points of the jacuzzi, like doing one of those things? Like she couldn't get more farther away in the jacuzzi.
Not even a foot touch. No, like accidental foot touch.
We were evenly spaced.
Even space.
I thought the bubble stopped. Yeah. No, that's
no.
That's
not.
Nope. It's not me.
Oh, that's weird. Power's out. Bubbles are still going.
Yeah. Totally weird.
Totally weird.
That's more like it.
Damn it. I need a jacuzzi.
What? Okay. My favorite moment of 2016 just happened.
That was my favorite moment. Stupid pool.
You know, just because your house has a big...
Honey, we're taking out this pool and putting it in a jacuzzi.
It kind of has like a big M-shaped backyard. It goes between... It almost looks like there used to be a jacuzzi just outside the studio door right here.
It's possible.
So, I'm just saying, it looks like it's kind of set up for one. So if you were to, wanted to put one in...
Man, Golden Gods, if you... become a patron of the show
and
get us that jacuzzi. We become great success.
Ramp up that donation, would you?
If you'd like to hear a jacuzzi bubbling in the background during the two-hour podcast, please donate to the show. And we donate your jacuzzi to the show. People usually are trying to get rid of their jacuzzi. You just got to like come pick it up. And they're like, never mind.
Never mind.
Hey, come pick it up. Just I'll give it to you. Just come pick it up. Boo. That's fart, what we've become.
The fart of 2016.
Are you still looking out for any beers, Nick?
So overall, as a brewery, I'm looking out for acoustic ales. Experimental ales.
Said nobody ever.
Just in general, acoustic ales?
Yeah, I hope to have more acoustic ales out of San Diego in 2017.
Mm-hmm. I had
my first one.
They're kind of underrated because I've never had a bad acoustic ale,
yeah.
But I never hear the the SD Beer Talk or 3 Museum really talking about Coosie Ales. Once in a while, it gets thrown around, but.
But I've had a couple this year, and they were good, so I'm looking out for those.
I don't know what's going on there.
Specifically, I'm looking out for this year's Drake's Jolly Roger release.
Oh, it's out now. It just came out this week.
Is it here in town? I have not left my house at all.
I've seen it on social media. I haven't seen it in person.
They have a winter warmer, and then they have a barrel-aged Imperial Coffee Porter.
Oh.
Both
Jolly Roger.
Just recently.
Nice.
Looking out for beers.
Looking out for beers. Those are all your looking out for?
That's my looking out for.
That's your looking out for.
Mikey. What? What?
All right. I want to talk about something I've been sitting on for a while, and I'm sure other people have talked about it and stuff.
Can we get a price check on the drumsticks? No. Price check on drumsticks, please. We have a customer that wants to buy one drumstick.
Just sell them both drumsticks. But it's the same price, John.
Is it half price if he buys one drumstick?
No, both drumsticks. No.
He'd like the left drumstick.
Do those have?
They're the same. There's no left hand or right hand drumstick.
But he's a left handed drummer. He needs the left drumstick.
Then he can just hold the stick in his left hand, John.
Do those come with vanilla ice cream or French vanilla ice cream in the drumsticks?
That's an ice cream item that's in a grocery store, Other John. That is not a music item. Those have nuts on it. Our drumsticks don't have any.
We're talking about drumsticks, right?
Other John, stay at the PA. John, sell them both drumsticks. Please don't make me come out of the back room to sell drumsticks.
So he's already written his name on the left drumstick. What do I do? He grabbed my Sharpie right out of my hand.
Just give him the fucking drumsticks and let him walk out of the store. I don't give a fuck. We'll worry about it in inventory.
The Renaissance Fair is here for their drumsticks.
Oh, God. These fucking guys. You know what? You do what you want with them, Other John. I don't care about their business. I don't want any Ren Fair business. I don't want to be known as the place that gives Ren Fair things.
They just want to know if their drumsticks are pre-cooked?
Yep. Totally pre-cooked, John. Tell them that they're all pre-cooked. I don't know what that means, but tell them that's what they are. You guys hear that buzzing? Could you get off the PA that's buzzing?
It's buzzing. We're losing microphones. Yeah, microphone down.
That's
microphone
my down. Favorite bit of the 2016 is the Guitar Center bit.
I like
that
Other John.
Has nothing to do with beer, but.
I like Other John. That was pretty
good. Other John.
Other John.
Other just John. Like, I got to chime in too.
Hey, I got a question.
I have things too. He never has his own question. But when first John starts coming up with stuff, then the other John's like, oh, yeah, I got stuff, too.
Hey, so...
I'm important, too.
Yeah, so I got a question about what he's already talking about.
That's my bit of the 2016 right there.
Huh. I'm all right.
Sorry, people that don't like that bit.
Sorry.
It's not going away anytime soon.
Nope. It is not run its course yet. It's still got legs. So this beer came through town. This is why it made me, all right, I'm going to talk about it.
Cause all right.
The Buxton Brewery, this is a brewery back in the UK, on Derbyshire Peak District in England. It is.
Is that
called,
in Wales?
It's called probably Wales, bro. Yellow Belly.
Oh.
It is the beer that is wrapped in the KKK ghost. Wrapping
controversial.
It's an imperial stout.
Meh.
It's got all kinds of buzz about it being a good beer, peanut butter biscuit imperial stout. And so it looks like a KKK sheet. It is marketed as a KKK sheet.
Oh, it actually is.
Oh yeah, they're purposely marketing it, but they say, but their point is. Oh, this is the show that, you know, because it's called Yellow Belly, that you're a Yellow Belly, that you're a person that hides behind something and but says something else. And that it's supposed to, their intention is to promote people not being racist. And that's their intention. And it's
they sure are going about it the hard way.
It's brewed to celebrate open mindedness. That's what they're
Oh, yes.
But bullshit. That's a fucking marketing ploy.
Right.
You would not pay attention to that beer bottle and without that sheet on it. You look at that. If you look at social media at all, if you've never had that beer, you know what beer we're talking about. It looks like a fucking KKK bag. And these are white guys in England, a brewery with white guys in England doing this. Like, what the hell do they know about fucking the KKK in America? That is just like something you just don't do. I don't care if your point was like, well, it's to promote non-racism.
Raising awareness.
It's just something you just don't go there. Right. And especially if you're white guys in New England. Like, if some African-American guys, you know, in Carolina started this brewery and this is what they did with their beers, okay. Yeah. And I get it. They're turning it around and making it a thing. That's fine. But some fucking white guys in New England do not get to wrap their bottles in KKK wrap and say, oh, we're promoting non-racism.
Yeah.
So it's just... Probably a better way to do that. And I think it's because it's an England brewery and that it's only beer geeks kind of know about it. There isn't really any kind of backlash about it. And I think it's just... It hasn't reached the outside world, really. So nobody's really...
so weird,
nobody's
though.
Really talking about Why? It. And I'm not trying to be a PC police at all. I'm just like... It's just not... It's not a thing, the way to go. And to try and hide it as like, well, it's promoting not being racist. Like, no, you're just marketing your fucking beer and trying to hide behind... Like, I think it's just bullshit. So, whatever. I'm not... I'm boycotting...
All right.
We haven't boycotted anything in a while. All these.
Yes.
There hasn't been a buyout in a while. So
finally.
we're getting bored here. So, damn it.
Oh, man.
Boycotting Buxton Brewery.
Early in the year, buyouts left and right.
I know. Now it's just like all mellow. I wonder if 2017, you think 2017 there'll be and now it's just going to be like, they're like, oh, we don't care anymore.
I think buyouts will happen again early in the year.
Any you have a 2017 prediction for a buyout, a brewery buyout?
Who's getting bought out in 2017?
Who's a buyout?
New Belgium. No, just kidding.
Yeah, we've been waiting for New Belgium, but that's been like almost a year now. We're like, I guess maybe it won't be a thing.
What? I almost want to say, I think Alchemist might get bought out.
Alchemist? Oh, that's crazy talk.
Yeah.
Wow. You're throwing out some. Home run there. Alchemist, man, that's crazy. Mm. See, I don't know their. I mean, I know
nothing about them.
Russian River would never do that.
Right.
I don't know their sensibilities. For them. Yeah, that's true. I don't know their sensibilities in that aspect. Whether they'd be like, never, we'll never sell. Or they're they're like, the right price.
Did you say a billion?
Oh. I might sell it for a billion.
Did you say a billion?
There's one beer that is not local. I just saw that can look super cool. And I like the concept of it. The Aslan Brewing up in Washington, in Bellingham, Washington, Dawn Patrol. It's called a Pacific Ale, which caught my eye. But a 5.3% pale ale.
Oh.
But it's only 18 IBU.
Interesting.
So.
It's up and then it's down. So
there's
and
no
it's
bitterness.
Up and then it's down. It's a pale. It's not bitter.
Interesting.
But it's a West Coast, but it's Northwest Coast.
Collab beer, McKellar, the San Diego McKellar, that I think threw this out here and they're looking out for, but now it's actually out there to buy. The Descendants Feel This Coffee, the band The Descendants, collabed with them. It's a coffee IPA called the Feel This Coffee, so might be interesting to try. That's it. Pretty small looking out for this week. We need some new beer.
What are you guys feeling?
Who wants it? Nick's putting his headphones down. It's already him. He's got to do it now. Fridge mic is getting turned on.
I haven't had to get up for a beer this whole evening.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, wait. Damn it. Come on, fridge mic. There you are.
Hello, fridge. I am in the fridge. I also do not see any 6 point in here.
There is one. There's a coffee one. But there was other. There was like two or three other ones, and they're gone.
Coffee beer.
I don't know what happened.
Coffee beers. There's also a coffee Kolsch. There's a geriatric hipster.
Oh.
What was that?
Oh, that's Zorro, not Zorro. By the way, you can. We have a new unboxing video out on our YouTube channel. Matt opened up a box that Zorro sent us.
I did. I was there.
It's on our YouTube. If you go through the links on the show notes. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, man. What you got?
Oh, whales, bro. Always whales.
Bro.
That was already on the table, wasn't it?
It was. It got warm, so I chilled it back down.
The tannins.
Tannins were rising.
Tannins
are determined to make us try this beer, is what you're saying.
So, we could put it. Go get something. We don't have to do this.
Oh, no. You brought it. We want it.
You guys, sorry, bro. You guys talked about this last week.
Did we?
Yep.
Are you sure?
I don't remember talking about things last week.
You were like, so do you see rum barrel aging beers becoming a thing? And the answer was no.
Kelly was throwing that out there.
The answer was no. We see bourbon barrels staying as the threshold for barrel aging
beers.
Sounds
like an answer I'd give.
Sounds like something.
And I thought to myself, I have a rum barrel aged beer.
What is this?
We should try this beer. So this year, Sierra Nevada, probably my favorite brewery.
Really?
Probably.
This year or just all time?
I'm beginning to think of all time. And they do the Narwhal series. And this year's Narwhal series, they released three different barrel-aged variants of the Narwhal. So they did bourbon barrel, right? A number one, bourbon barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Red wine barrel.
Boom.
And this one here, rum barrel.
That was a good pop.
I love gold.
Man, oh my gosh. Rum barrel, narwhal, just the three of us. Top four. I feel special. Oh, Nick's getting the top four.
Just the two of us.
That's another good drop from this year, man.
What? After my vacation, I am tired of rum, but I'm willing to give this a try.
I almost lost it.
Whoa.
She took my beer and ran away with it, but I don't care. I got more in the fridge. It's my turn for the top four. My turn for the top four. My turn for the top four. My turn for the top four.
Yeah. Nick got the top four.
And it's everything it could be.
I smell that. I smell the alcohol.
Boozy panda.
Going in. Oh, wow.
A little hot.
It's not as hot as I expected. The aroma is hotter than the beer.
Beer is mellow.
Beer is mellow. Oh, my gosh. I don't know percentage on this.
I haven't looked either. I actually don't know.
I haven't looked also.
It's an imperial. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Don't worry. It is an imperial.
Okay.
Do not worry about that.
He's got it. Well, I think it's disguising a heavy number. I want to say this tastes like an 8, but I'll bet it's 10.5.
10.5, what's the brother saying?
Mm-hmm. Knowing Narwhal, I'm going to say 12.
Damn it.
And that's probably light.
Is that your final answer?
12.
The closest without going over is the brother. Actual percentage, 12.8%.
Terrible at this.
Woo!
Yes. Ain't my first man. Narwhal.
This is easy drinking 12.8.
And good night.
I would say rum barrel is not as potent as a bourbon barrel, but it does give it some good flavors.
Mm-hmm. Those sweeter than bourbon.
I like it.
I was talking to somebody and they were debating about barrels and stuff like that. And I was saddened that there was a Colorado brewery that actually did a Fernet barrel-aged porter, and it is out of production, and I have never had it.
Sad face.
Fernet? What's Fernet?
An Italian-spiced liqueur.
Oh.
And...
Oh.
Oh.
Come on, Italians. Mikey.
It will cure you of anything.
Oh, then I should have that.
Yeah.
I need it. I have lots thing, lot of, many things that need to be cured.
Fernet Branca will cure you.
Please cure them, Mikey. Yes.
Ooh, maybe another favorite drop right there.
Oh, yeah.
Mental. Man, Paul worked hard this year. So many drops. So many. Paul's a boy. Been caught drinking. We are all on Untapped, as I hope you are as well. Mm-hmm. You can. You don't have to use your new meal. Bells keeps saying, "I'll go in there. I want people seeing what I'm drinking."
Mm-hmm.
Like you can just be completely incognito.
Yeah.
Maybe he is, and he just doesn't tell anyone.
Ooh, he's
like
there.
A secret name.
He's watching, always watching.
Dorktown on Untapped. That's me on the Untapped. I will likely friend you as long as you don't something that, you know, once in a while you get a request that like they don't have no check-ins and there's just they have no picture and you're like, what's going on here?
They want your credit card.
Yeah, why do you need all the why is my social security needed from you? Well, I meant to have one of these still for the show and I think it got drank too accidentally. The Stone Brewing's the Stone Ripper.
Ooh, I've been looking for that.
That was out there in the Ranchos. They got that out there.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Ranchos.
That's nice pale. I liked it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm recoing it. The Hop Concept Tropical and Juicy, the red hop freshener series, the red one. And it's a double IPA. It's also nice. It was all right. I wasn't that crazy about it. The Hop Nosh Tangerine. The Uintas Hop Nosh Tangerine. Six pack. Had that. That was all right. I got a little sick of that. I really like the fruit beers, the fruity beers. Tropical, the tangerines, pineapple, all that stuff. But then... A six pack is too much. I just got, after a couple, I'm like, all right, time to move on. I'm done with this. So there you go. Those are some Cot Drinkins, Bearded Brewer Cot 87. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped.
Yes, I am.
What were you drinking this week?
Oh. I was. Been caught drinking. I had a Graveyards, as for mentioned. It has not held it up.
Oh.
Held up as well as it could
Ooh.
Have. Still enjoyable.
Shots fired.
Still pew, pew, pew. Enjoyable. I enjoyed a double IPA from House of Pendragon called Batch 250, which is ironic because Tioga's Quail also had an imperial IPA called Batch 250. There?
Was he at Tioga when they did Batch 250?
No.
Oh, because that's why I figured. I was like, oh, he must have been the guy that came up with Batch 250.
Nobody's talked about it. I sent it to the group chat at work. nobody responded. And I was just kind of like, hey, we could have did this too. Nobody.
Nobody cares.
Nobody gave two shits. Panic. Panic IPA has been a six pack that's been relatively fresh at Whole Foods. So I've been picking up those.
Oh, yeah. Cans. When you see this track seven, like you're saying, it's weird about track seven. You get it fresh and then you'll have this old stuff hang around town forever. And you just got to sit there and wait for the new stuff to come around.
Got to wait for the purge.
Yep.
I've been to BevMo a few times and I was like, nope, not picking up that.
Nope, not picking up that. That's a great beer, but not this month.
The beer aisle in BevMo looks so sad right now.
Oh, it's just a junk, janky ass fucking aisles.
Oh, man. I can't even bring myself to save some of those beers.
Whoever did the set is just like, oh, it is just a mess.
Man.
I went out to Christmas at the parents, as you can imagine.
Out there at the Christmas.
And we popped open a bourbon barrel aged narwhal. Just a straight up. It was the last year's variant.
I've had that beer.
I only poured about 5 ounces for me and the stepdad, and I was trying to kill time for till the brother got there so he could enjoy some. And we were sitting out there by the fire pit, and the mother went in to go do something, and she's just like, oh, do you guys want a refill? And we're like, yeah, sure. And she comes back with our two glasses at 8 ounces. And I was like, and she's like, what? And I was like, well, this is like a 12% beer, and it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And she's like, oh, didn't realize that. Polished off the bottle before the brother could even get there.
Uh-oh.
I felt bad. I was hoping we would have got another 5 ounces. Brother would have killed the bottle. We would have been good, but that's not what happened. Christmas. There was no Christmas narwhal cheer for the brother.
There was no Christmas. You were the Grinch.
I am not narwhal poor, I do not, Mr. Do not worry. Matt.
But it was year old aged narwhal.
Ooh, very nice.
So, when I was at Spokeasy on Monday, I asked Jason for something different, and he brought me up a 12th of Never from Lagunitas, which is their pale. It's the purple can. Well, it's probably their only can. It's the purple can.
Lagunitas in a can?
Comes in the 15-pack, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. They have cans now.
I don't pay attention to what they're doing.
Cans now.
I haven't bought buyout beer in so long. I don't even know anymore.
Hey,
I've had to buy an IPA. On draft a couple times.
I haven't seen a buyout beer in like years.
Yeah, so, man.
After I left Christmas at the parents.
There's still a brewery looking at us?
Okay. It's getting old. Come on. Come on. After the Christmas at the parents, I went to the friend's house, which they have drunk miss, which is after you're done dealing with your family, come over here and drink beer.
Oh, get shitty.
Oh, yeah. So we're dealt with now. I see.
Oh. Yeah.
Nobody invited me to drunk miss. So,
your family, Mike. You are the family.
Damn it.
If you're not getting invited to drunk miss,
your family.
You know where you stand.
Yep, you know where. So, you don't want to be. You're not wanted around when
I.
You're they who they are avoiding.
Oh my God, I am old. I didn't get invited to drunk miss.
You are though who are thou being avoided.
I think
avoided.
I saw on Matt's Snapchat or somebody's Snapchat. It must have been Matt's, but it seemed like it was somebody else's that was like did a pan around the room. Was that yours?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like all these young 20 something.
The youths?
Yeah, the youths. And it was it Christmas night, you're saying?
Yeah, that was Christmas night.
It was like, I was like, is this a different night? Like how is there a packed full of room on Christmas night? People partying. This doesn't make sense to me.
So I am, in fact, old.
Mike, you're explaining exactly why you're not invited.
Yep. What are these kids doing on Christmas night? All getting together, getting drunk. Don't they know they're supposed to be with their family?
Hey, you kids. You get to bed. Santa's ain't going to come if you don't get to bed.
Hey, Santa's going to mark you guys down as naughty.
Ain't coming if you're awake.
Krampus is going to come and kill all you kids.
Have you never heard the song?
He knows when you're awake, and you're not supposed to be awake.
So, kid you not, that is a true
You're
story.
You're doing the marijuana in there, aren't you?
That's the true story.
You
there was
damn
about
kids.
There was about 40 people in a two-story loft, and it's true that the average age range of that crowd is anywhere. There's not so many 22-year-olds. They're mostly 25,
Punks.
26, but it does dip down to this. So it's 22
Stupid
to 26.
Millennials.
And then there's myself, which I'm like 29 years old.
So, oh, outed.
Ooh, next year is his final year.
Yeah. Either I'm the guy that shows up with the beer.
Oh, yeah. And you have one more year to be invited.
And it just feels weird. I show up and I'm just like, I'm the old guy. Oh, I actually bought the beer. They're all of legal age, but I'm still the guy that brought the beer to the party.
No, can you get that old guy to bring the beer?
Yeah.
Could he bring tacos too?
Tacos.
So, but anyways, at this party, and somebody had brought Fat Tire. And so when I finished the couple of beers that I brought, which were Panic IPAs, I went to the fridge and there was still a Fat Tire. So I popped one of those open. It was bottled.
Bottled.
When we were at the cousin's house for Christmas Eve, we popped open a Crowler from Mission. They had their goes, which was really good. Thanks to Melissa from Modern Times.
Crowler from Mission?
Yep. Mission was coming through town, and so they dropped me off a Crowler. And that's not the only Crowler I didn't share with you on the podcast.
God.
Then, this I feel bad for the brother. Tony Bags brought me a Crowler of Sweet Bee, which is the amber from Silva Brewing Company. And I had take it home. I took it home. I did not drink it at home. So I took it to Christmas, and we didn't get to it there. So I took it to Drunksmiths, didn't get to it there because they were too drunk, and so took it back home.
That's
and then
a waste.
I ended up at Spokeasy on Monday, so I shared it with Jason. There were other people there to share with, and they were beyond comprehension of drinking other beers. So it was just pretty much me and Jason at Spokeasy drinking this Sweet Bee.
Damn.
Oh.
Spokeasy Mondays.
You should have done a Facebook Live on the Perfect Pours page and got people the shot.
I am not an administrator on the Perfect Pour page.
What?
Huh?
Make that a thing.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
Nick, right. Get on that.
All right.
It's a true fact. I've never had...
Oh, administrative access on the Facebook?
Never had it.
Yeah, you should be... If you're on social media and not following us on the social medias, you should, because... We could do a live thing. Everybody's got live things now. So Instagram has live. Facebook has live. Twitter has live. So you never know. We might just do a live thing.
Yeah.
I tried to do a Facebook Live at Rush Day, but there were so many, I assume so many phones getting used that I could not, it didn't like it. Facebook was like, no, you can't do live.
You're not cool enough.
Nope. Faye was like, nope.
I saw you walking around. Where did that go?
That was on, one was on Instagram for the Fresnan, and one was on
the Fastbooks.
Yeah, something. I forget now. But yeah, you were followed around. I followed around the beer brewer.
He's like, hey, how's it going? I was like, wait, why are you still following me?
Yeah. I was like,
hi.
Yeah, I'm one was Twitter. Like, yeah, one was Twitter live. So yeah, you never know. We're going to do something live next week. Next week, I have an idea for a Facebook Live next week.
Nice.
Watch out next Wednesday
Bunghole.
On the Facebook Perfect Pour Pod. What are we doing here? Binkots? Have we done all our Binkots here?
I got a couple.
All right, the Nick 80. Hello. Well, you've been caught drinking the Nick 80 on Untappd.
So I had an accidental whale.
Accidental whale.
Accidental whale.
Oops.
So apparently, this Maui Brewing Imperial Coconut Porter, it's a whale, bro.
Really?
Yeah. And I had this at Maui Brewing.
Oh, my gosh. Nick was at the Maui Brewing.
The Maui
now,
Brewing.
Is Maui Brewing one of those that's in that collaboration buyout thing? Which one is that? Is that
Kona? Sounds about
is that
right.
Kona Brewing? That's Kona.
Kona's in the, yeah.
in the, that thing.
Craft beer.
The Maui Brewing's fine.
Yeah.
They're legit.
They just stole back one of their brewers from St. Archer.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys saw that story. It was a couple weeks ago. A lady, Kim Lutz, she worked at Maui and then came to the States to work at St. Archer. And then got really, really good and then has now left St. Archer and is back at Maui. And I was hoping to catch a glimpse of her in action over there. And there's, it didn't look like they brew in the brew pub, at least where I was at. So I don't think that was even possible to do. But yeah, so we were over there and they have the Imperial Coconut Porter on draft, like no big deal. Mm-mm. And I get back and all of a sudden everybody's going crazy because of this bottle. They have a bottle of this floating around. And I've never seen it around here. I don't know where it's going to show up, but it's a thing.
I like things.
Also, we have... Ooh, I finally drank my accumulated knowledge from Modern Times. Trader Joe's by.
I heard they still have some, so I need to go down there and pick one up.
Mm-hmm. Get it
we
quick.
We never had that on the show.
It's getting old. Get it quick.
Well, how old was it?
Mine was bottled on November 9th.
Okay. Yeah, it's getting starting to get questionable.
Still all right, though.
Still fine. But
still fine. Also, Christmas Eve beers.
Ooh.
Hangar 24.
I celebrate Christmas Eve, too.
Nice. It's a good holiday.
It is.
Yeah. It's the mellowest
it's
of
the It's sort of the best because you got all this anticipation still going on.
Uh-huh. But you have time to do things.
Right. Well, in theory.
Well. The day of, you seem to be doing everything.
Yeah.
Pugachev's Cobra from Hangar 24.
I don't know that I've heard of that one.
It's an Imperial.
I can't read.
Me?
Russian Imperial Stout.
Russian Imperial Stout.
With things like maple and vanilla. But everything's really even in nothing's overwhelming. Like the barrel's really mellow, and the vanilla.
I like my barrel's
maple.
Mellow,
and it's not like a palate wrecker. I've had those beers. I've also had the big Christmas beer I brought was the Parabola 2016.
Parabola.
The Parabolas.
I got the Parabolas.
Mm-hmm. I brought one of those to share.
I haven't had that. Ironic.
I haven't had it.
Don't you think?
A little too ironic. Yeah, I really do think. Never had it.
Well,
I think I've had Parabola.
I had All the Mornings from Tiuga Sequoia.
Ooh, what did you think of that?
I went to S'mores Day release.
I missed Rush Day release.
Yep.
How was that?
S'mores. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. It was rich, more than I expected for a noon o'clock beer.
A noon o'clock.
Yeah, it was a nooner.
That's a good beer. I liked it.
You liked the All the Mornings?
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward to s'mores, though. I think it's going to be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I also picked up one each of the different coffee variants of Rush Hour. Those are next on my list.
You tried each?
No, I did not.
Oh, you growled them?
No, they had bottles.
Oh, okay.
They're bottles. Oh, I don't know.
I didn't
notice
those.
Last weekend, bottles exist of one of each of the coffee styles of Rush Hour.
Still, Matt?
What?
You still have those?
Still what?
Have the Rush Hour variants in bottles?
Yes. Bottle and draft.
Ooh. Got it all.
Until they run out. And then we've already...
Do you have a run out prediction?
No. We've already bottled the first... This week, as of today, because today is Friday. We've already bottled the first release of 2017 Rush Hour Valparaiso. So that's in full effect, but... We still do have Slow Train and Lotta bottled and draft at the tap room.
All right. Those are all your bin cuts, Nick?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Those, all of them.
Well, I think we at least need one more. What was that? What was that? What was that size?
Ooh, little light.
One more. That was,
I love gold!
That was the last album with Steve Perry, Journey, 96.
Wow. This one is...
What, you don't believe me?
I totally, dude.
Tits.
Tits. This one, I got to get this in before the whole winter thing's over with. I got a six pack of this for Christmas Eve. I didn't have any of it. Another one I had to stash away so no one else would get it. The Stone Chocovesa Winter Spiced Mocha Stout, brewed with cocoa, coffee, peppers, vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg. Oh man, that is fucking smooth pouring. That's slick.
There's
slick
a lot
pour.
Of spices going
Have you guys
on
had there. this year?
No.
Whoa. The hell is that? Is this James Bond music?
This is one more. The last Steve Perry album.
What? Oh, okay. Now I'm hearing Steve Perry. That bass.
Yeah, bass.
Bum ba da bum bum.
Is that Randy Jackson?
I think it was after Randy.
Yeah! I remember this song.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Okay.
Just wait for the chorus.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry, I took the Lord's name in vain when I'm listening to Steve Perry. That's probably going to hell now. No! 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 Professional fade out. 80s fade out.
80s fade out.
Oh, thanks, Steve Perry. Thanks for being on the show.
I would invite him on the show if he would show up.
Hey, he's from Lemoore.
I thought he was from Bakersfield.
No, he's from Lemoore.
Hanford.
Hanford. All right. Hanford Lemoore.
Bakersfield.
And Lemoore.
Same thing. Something south of us.
Local boy, so come on. Maybe you'll come on. This Chocovesa, man. What do you guys think about this Chocovesa?
Oh, wait. Let me try it.
It's good. I'm not getting too many peppers.
Winter peppery.
You activated haste.
I just got the pepper.
Meh.
Oh, you're safe. Whoa.
Your the voice hell, activation.
The hell
there,
happened?
Bro.
How did I do that? How did that happen?
Do you have, hey, Siri?
Nope. I have Siri off. So your Siri came on.
Hey, jackass.
Siri is worthless. I don't think Siri's ever solved any problem for anybody, ever. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
It's a pretty damn good drop, too. Bumper.
Cheers. It's the end of the show, and we're giving out some cheese. Cheers.
The final 2016 show of the Perfect Pour. Big cheers out to Manny G, Travis Ruggiero, Single Cam Slam, aka Other Paul, SD Beer Nerd, Yo Jimbo 2000, and of course all our golden gods this year. They've been providing us. We have now enough money to pay for many stickers.
Yes.
We are great success. Soon we will have stickers. legit stickers, bro. All the stickers you could want. And we'll be able to give them away. We won't need to, like, $5 for stickers, man.
Yeah.
We'll just be able to, like, here's a sticker.
Plus shipping and handling.
Yeah, but you got to pay for shipping. Yeah. No, we would, like, if you send a self-addressed envelope, then maybe we would be able to actually send it back. Otherwise, I don't have the energy to actually mail anything. You're screwed otherwise, but yeah. For soon, we're going to have big time podcast stickers.
Yeah, big time.
Because of the golden gods of the Perfect Poor. What they are the people that donate money to the show every month via Patreon. Patreon.com/Perfect Poor. Or look at PerfectPoorPod.com and look at links for the Patreon page. And what you do is you donate $5 or more a month and you get to be included into the private Facebook group. You get to hear the regular episode slightly earlier than everybody else. Like usually
when it drops.
Late Thursday night you can hear it while everyone else has to wait for Friday morning. And then you can also hear the tailgate, which is just us sitting around farting for an hour before the show. So, thank you to our golden gods, a full year of golden godding. Hopefully that will become a bigger thing in 2017. All kinds of 2017 stuff, more YouTubing. Our YouTube channel has begun sputtering out of the gates. That's also something that links to in the show notes if you want to link to and start subscribe on the YouTube channel. Some stuff will start coming up on the YouTube channel. So, and Perfect Poor Pod on all the social medias. So, thank you guys for all the support this year, all the voicemails, all the emails, all the beer you guys have donated to the show, just talking about the show, subscribing to the show on iTunes, all these things. Super cool, super rad, very appreciated. And thank you. We're all only expecting to just do more this year in 2017. Cheers, Matt.
I have a couple of cheers. Cheers out to the brother and sister. They both got me some Christmas presents. Even we try to get each other either a gag gift or something that's usable. So the sister had gotten me a mitten that you slide your hand into, and it has a woven-in pocket where you could have put a beer in the center of the mitten. Your hand, your fingers and thumb goes around it, and there's a pocket for the actual beer. So it's kind of a cool, neat thing.
Sounds like the ultimate beer koozie.
Ultimate beer koozie, yeah. And then cheers out to the brother because he got me a Maui Brewing hat.
Hey, and Maui.
It fits wonderful. not to downplay your gift, Mikey.
But, oh, sure.
You know, it's cool. You know,
I got something. Yeah, my gift. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And then cheers out to Aaron of Culver City. He has one of my favorite names of December on Untappd. He is a creature feature. I think that's a movie thing, right?
sure.
Yes. Movies.
I seriously believe that's a movie thing.
It sounds like something an Elvira theme night.
Ooh.
Welcome to Creature Feature.
It's a creature feature. Thanks. Cheers out to Aaron.
Cheers to Aaron.
Those are my
does he listen though?
Well, if
are you somebody choosing somebody that doesn't listen.
If somebody adds me on Untappd, chances are they did not just randomly go, this guy seems cool.
I do. I friend people that are
you random friender.
Yep.
How do you find people on Untappd? I've never tried that.
You I'll tell you how. You look at what either the beer you check into, like you can look in let's say the Tioga Sequoia's General Sherman. You look into that, and you can see people that have checked into it. And I look at those people. I'm like, oh, that guy's from Fresno. He looks kind of cool. I'll friend him.
What is this, like elementary school? You like popsicle sticks, so do I.
I need more friends. Somebody that checks into a field work, and I'll look at them like, oh, they look cool. I'll friend them. And then I always wonder, like, they're probably on the other end going, who the fuck is this? Like, why are they friending me?
Who's this guy?
Who is this? So yeah, I do that on Untapped. I friend random people that look like maybe they're cool. I'm that guy.
That guy.
Some cheers, Nick.
Cheers to last week's episode, Kelly, stopping by. That was a good one. I listened back to that. 2 weeks ago, cheers to Roger for doing the drive-by drop-off with the yep. Silva Crowler.
Yep, he gave us a little bit of insight and then took off.
Yeah, it was cool. A couple good episodes. I wasn't able to be there, but you guys held it down for me.
We missed you. We missed you. Just like we missed Matt when he's not here. I miss you. One day I'm not going to be here. You guys are going to have to deal with it.
Ha, 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 ha. Shut up. You guys don't say things like
you
that.
You guys have to go into Matt's bedroom and
studio's and open. Go ahead and record.
I can. Yeah, I can open it.
So here's the thing. Instagram Nachos Club. Pictures of the greatness, nachos and beer.
Wait, what? I'm going to follow this. Wait, whoa.
It's nachos and beer?
Pictures of the greatest nachos and beer.
Wow. What's the handle again?
Nachos Club.
Nachos Club.
Nachos Club.
All one word. Nachos Club.
All one word.
Wow.
Favorite food of 2016 will definitely be nachos.
Oh. What do you think? Where's your favorite nachos?
Ooh.
Who's got the best nachos?
Have the best nachos.
As far as quantity and price point, it would actually be Yard House.
Oh, Yard House, number one nacho.
They have the beer selection.
Overall best place to have nachos, Yard House.
They have nachos. But I mean, if you're just drunk and you're on your way home, Arsenio's is always good.
Yard Super House, nachos.
Super nachos.
But as far as nachos and 100 craft beer taps, it's Yard House.
I like Eureka Burgers nachos.
Those are good.
I've never had those.
But we've discussed the woes of the craft beers at Eureka.
Well, yeah, they kind of waned a little bit this year. A little bit. They're not. They need to get some refocusing.
Their social media is coming back.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
They'll get transferred out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's always new people in there. There's like two girls there that I've seen. There's one waitress that's been there a long time that knows us. And then there's one that was a waitress that now is at the bar, but I don't know if she is anymore. I haven't seen her in a while.
That's already come and gone.
Yeah, she might be gone. So.
Damn.
There's just a turnover rate at the Eureka Burger Fresno. It's crazy.
Woo! I will agree, though. Those are very good nachos, and I've had those many a times, and they're just good. And the past few times I've gone in there, I've actually passed on the burger to get nachos. That is definitely a thing.
Yeah, go in there during happy hour, get those. Mm-hmm. They have hoppy hour. And then they have after hoppy hour, like a late night hoppy hour. So you just don't go in there in prime time.
Nope.
And then go in there in the odd hours and you'll get some cheaper beer and nachos.
Nice. Pro tip.
Pro tip, bro. Way more? You got 2016? You want to clean up? Any more cleanups?
Clean up. Cheers to everybody. Hey,
everybody.
Cheers to Paul. Oh, cheers to Satan, my new drinking buddy.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. He's probably a good
apparently,
guy
I'm supposed to
drink
to be
with.
An asshole next year.
He's a good guy to drink with.
Did you mean Satan?
Talking about Satan?
Cheers to Paul for all the epic songs this year. Cheers to Chew Your Beer for all the chewness.
Mm-hmm. All the chewy.
Uh-huh. Cheers to the other podcasters, 3B Zine, SD Beer Talk.
Beer with Friends.
Cheers to us.
Anybody, hey, if you're another beer podcast that listens to us but doesn't tell you, tell us.
Shout it. Shout it out loud.
We'll be friends. I would like to start a network, a beer podcaster network.
Nice.
Yeah,
well, you know, you have all that free time.
Yeah, there's no time. There's no time.
An ex-el-perro.
Ex-el-perro. Oh, yeah.
He's always thinking about us.
Rad, dude. Lots of rad people, man. You guys are cool.
Yeah.
Cheers to you guys.
You guys listen.
Word. I listen.
It's been an enjoyable podcast.
Enjoyable year. Enjoyable. We had our ups and downs. We had a... This is the year where we lost listeners. We actually dropped in listenership. And we had to
stick around to prove you wrong.
We had to right the ship and see how we're like, no, we aren't a bad podcast. We're a good podcast. We're not going anywhere. We did write that ship. I don't know that we've really even updated that, but you know, we had this, you know, 2-3 months of just continued drop in listenership. Ooh. And we basically stopped and said, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on, guys? What are we doing? What's happening? And a lot of people are saying, like, you guys are getting too rammy.
Wow.
And they're like, all right.
Us too rammy.
Yep. We were too rammy, and they're like, we're forgetting about the beer. So we're like, okay, all right, we'll remember the beer. And we did that, and then, I don't know, hopefully we're not forgetting that. So we stopped, the bleeding stopped, and we started building back up. We have not built back up to our high levels yet, but we're building back to it, so.
Well, speaking of beer of the episode,
last beer of 2016.
What are you guys feeling? What was your favorite of the evening?
Well, you know, it's a fault of my favorite style, but it's between the Chocotasso coffee and the Modern Times beer.
Ooh.
For me. Whatever the hell that was called again.
Yeah, that beer. The Gibabalabab.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say Narwhal.
Whoa, did not see that coming.
Because all the IPAs we had tonight, or pails, were Northeast and Northeast. Yeah, you could have saw that coming.
Juicy.
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 Modern Times did taste pretty good, though. But yeah. I'll say this Narwhal because it is clean.
It is a clean beer.
Clean, bro.
You have, what's your pick of the beer?
I'm going to go with the Narwhal.
All right.
That opaque was very nice, though.
Mm.
Nah, not nice.
Ah, that's cool.
Not too champagne for good. You.
Yeah, it was a little champagne.
All right.
Well, great times, guys. Thank you for this year. We very much appreciate it. Looking forward to 2017 and all the beer podcasting. What's going to happen? I don't know, man. Who knows? Who knows? But hopefully you join us.
Will we survive? Will California fall off?
Maybe. We had 3 earthquakes. Did you guys feel the earthquakes?
The third one I did.
What? Yeah. I didn't. I slept right through them.
Missed the first
and I'm
2.
Almost always up at that time of night, too. Yep. And I just happened to be asleep.
Last night, I stayed sober, and I went to bed at 10 p.m., which are 2 things I don't normally do on a Tuesday night.
So it's right your through. Fault. Yep.
I'm usually up till 1 and go to bed about 1, yep. And the earthquakes happened at about 12:20, and I went to bed at midnight that night and
slept like a baby.
Boom. Slept. The whole house slept right through them. Twitter is the one that told me that there was an earthquake.
My Facebook was blown the fuck up. What was that? Did anybody else feel that? Did anybody else feel that? Did anybody else feel that? It's like, well, obviously everybody else did.
We all
not
felt
me.
It. I felt it real good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I felt it. Wait, what are we talking about? Oh, earthquake.
Oh, yeah. The earthquake, too.
Yeah, I felt the earthquake, too.
Honey, turn off the jacuzzi.
I'm sorry, the tangent here, super uber local, but if you're friends with Floyd, if you know Floyd, local celebrity to me, Floyd Sanchez, he does the most hilarious Facebook stuff. He checks it. Now his thing is the check. I guess Facebook has like this check-in safe if there's some event.
Oh, yeah.
So he checks in safe and all the dumbest things. So like the earthquake, he's like, Floyd checks in safe. He checked it safe at the Livingston Spire. And he got some shit. He got some shit for it, too. Like, his friends are like, dude, that's so cool.
That's so messed up.
Oh, my God. But Paul Floyd, he's the best. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Perfect Pour. You guys are great. We'll see you next Friday. Woo! Be safe.
See you next beer.